Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. Today's episode is all about what you can do if you're feeling just a little bit meh right now. It's something so many people are experiencing. It's called languishing. And the good news is there's a simple framework you can use to climb on over it. In the past couple of years, burnout has commanded a lot of our collective attention because so many have suffered from its symptoms: overwhelm, exhaustion, cynicism, and a kind of helplessness. Burnout is real, but it's not universal. And while many of us aren't quite at the point of burnout, they're clearly not thriving either. People are feeling kind of that sense of meh. This gray, bland middle place that's starting to feel familiar to many of us is what organizational psychologist Adam Grant calls languishing. It's not depression or burnout, and it's definitely not thriving or flourishing. It's the space in between. A USA Today piece describes it as a feeling of a lack of focus and a general purgatory between mental wellness and illness. Does this feel familiar? If so, the good news is that Grant offers a clear and simple antidote to this feeling in a recent TED Talk he gave. So let's break down his three-part framework and talk about how you might apply this at work to get a boost. Overcoming languishing is about finding flow, and we do this by pulling three levers: mastery, mindfulness, and mattering. Let's touch on each one and think about what it might look like in practice. Let's start with mastery. Mastery is the idea of achieving something that feels meaningful to you. It's not crossing something off your to-do list or delivering something your boss or client needs. Those are important, but they're not mastery. Mastery leaves you feeling good at something, accomplished, even if that thing you've mastered is really small. A couple of things I've been striving to master in recent months include reading nonfiction that challenges me to explore new ideas about the workplace, doing outreach to people I haven't actually met, and experimenting with new ways to facilitate workshops and programs virtually. These are all things I want to feel more skilled in doing, not because I should, but because I'm hungry for that growth. So where's your personal opportunity for mastery at work? Can you learn a skill or program? What have you always dreamed of doing and doing well? Public speaking? Building marketing campaigns? Head down a rabbit hole. Can you spend 30 minutes a day, or even 10 if that's all you can spare, watching videos or taking LinkedIn learning courses? Maybe you want to impress someone you're looking to connect with. Is there someone you aspire to make a connection with? Start building a list of talking points you'd like to share or questions you'd like to ask. Do this until you're impressed with the conversation you envision, and then invite them to coffee. Maybe you want to build a portfolio. What do you want to be known for? Do you aspire to be the go-to writer or financial modeler or marketer? Start curating some work samples and craft a portfolio you'll be excited to share. The goal is that by spending some time each day creating momentum for yourself, you're having an experience of moving, achieving, and developing. Next, let's talk mindfulness. Mastery is about doing the thing. Mindfulness is about doing it completely, wholeheartedly, and without distraction. Friend, this is where the art of boundary setting becomes the craft you need to perfect. Creating the time and space for yourself to begin mastering the thing is critical. My calendar is blocked off every day until 10 a.m. If an emergency arises, clients know how to reach me. But as a matter of course, nothing is scheduled first thing in my morning. This is when I exercise, I journal, and I commit to mastery. I've carved out the time and space to make it happen. Here are some strategies you might deploy to do the same. Put the time on your calendar. Mindfulness begins with commitment. Whether your mastery plan involves watching videos, taking online courses, journaling ideas, or reviewing past projects, you'll need time to do it. So put it on your calendar and protect it like a mama bear protects her cubs. Will emergencies arise from time to time? Sure, but let those be the exception. You make the rule here. Create space. Let your boss, your partner, your clients, or your kids know when you'll be unavailable. Put on an out-of-office responder for 30 minutes. Clear off your desk. Grab your headphones, a fancy set of pens, a killer snack, whatever will enable you to fully engage in the task at hand. You've cleared the time. Don't squander it with clutter or distraction. Phone a friend. Let someone close to you know what you're striving for, and invite them to be your accountability buddy. Promise to text them to confirm you did what you said you would do. Call them for help or advice when someone threatens your focus. There is no shame in asking for help here. And finally, don't apologize. Just don't. This is not selfish time. This is meaning-making time. You will never bring your best self, your best energy, creativity, motivation to work when you're languishing. So don't apologize for taking this time to improve you. Your company will benefit from your commitment to mindful mastery. And finally, mattering. Mattering, well, it matters a lot. Because if you can't attach your mastery and mindfulness to a why, to a sense of purpose, then you'll struggle to commit, to set boundaries, and to fall into that state of flow. For me, I'm not just reading nonfiction to expand my knowledge base, but rather to be able to provide leaders and their teams with a broader range of tools and strategies that allow them to achieve success without burning out. I'm mastering something grounded in purpose. I'm finding meaning in the mastery. So what really matters to you? How will learning that new program allow you to better serve your clients? How will building your portfolio position you to someday step into a leadership role, teaching and mentoring other young talent? Getting clear on why something matters to you will help you to commit. It will motivate your mastery and help you protect your mindfulness. Give these ideas a go and check in with yourself. I suspect, and I hope, your feeling of languishing begins to slowly morph into a gentler experience of flow and flourishing. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you'll join me back here next week for another one. Until then, you can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out my website at leadabovenoise.com or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn. Join me back here next week. Thanks again so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.